AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 150 people are still unaccounted for on day six of the search and rescue operation at a collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida. The calls are being resisted to end the search and rescue operation.
God, stop the clock.
Stop the clock?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Give us some time.
Colonel Golan Batch is with the Israeli Defense Force search and rescue team. They're involved in the operation in Florida.
The pancake is very, very tight. I don't know why, but it's very, very tight. There is no much space between the floors. This is it. It's smashed.
11 people have died in Florida. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will be going there Thursday.
The visit is being, of course, closely coordinated with officials on the ground to ensure it does not draw any critical local resources from ongoing search and rescue operations.
Today, President Biden was in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He's confident about passage of a $973 billion infrastructure bill.
I think we're going to get it passed.
Some Republicans have questioned whether it's wise to pass a bipartisan bill if it is linked to a party-line budget reconciliation bill. The president has been promising millions of new jobs.
Not minimum wage jobs, not $15 an hour jobs, prevailing wage jobs, good paying jobs, repairing our roads and our bridges.
After a school year marred by the pandemic, states are starting to release new standardized test scores that offer an early glimpse at how far students have fallen behind. The House easily passed legislation that would make it easier for Afghans working for the American military or NATO to relocate to the U.S. The bill was made more urgent with the looming withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan. Not much movement on Wall Street today. The Dow finished up 9 points, another record for the S&P 500. This is AP News. Ethiopia's government declared a ceasefire in its Tigray region.
Ethiopia's statement was carried by state media shortly after the Tigray interim administration fled the regional capital Mekelle and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. Meanwhile, city residents cheered the return of Tigray rebel forces while the Ethiopian government soldiers retreated. The ceasefire could calm a war that's destabilized Africa's second most populous country. On Monday, the U.S., UK and Ireland called for an emergency open meeting of the Security Council over the Africa crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Unionized auto workers in the U.S. who've been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus will no longer have to wear face masks at work. About 150,000 factory workers from Ford, GM and Fiat Chrysler have been wearing masks, keeping safe distances and taking other precautions since factories reopened in May of last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.